And yet that's the path I'm on, is waking up. It means facing the pain and feeling your broken heart. Again and again, we have to open our hearts knowing they're going to break again until one day they just finally break open. But me being me, of course, I'm still trying to avoid feeling the pain. That just makes me thinky and obsessive. My friend suggested I try rubber band therapy. That's when you wear a rubber band on your wrist. You snap it every time you have an obsessive thought. The problem with the wrist spank is it's predicated on the idea that your brain thinks pain is bad. But for some of us, our brains were trained to think that pain is love. So I'm like, I miss him. Snap. Do it again. God, I miss him. Snap. Do it again. Plus, it's working in reverse, because now I'm like, oh, God, what a gorgeous sunny day. Oh, God, I miss him. Do it again. So I finally started seeing a therapist. But then we broke up. Did you know 2/3 of therapists have actually been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder? Yeah, that's according to an informal study I did after dating 3 therapists. Narcissism is scary because it's invisible. Sometimes you can't even see it in the other person. You can only see it revealed in how you feel about yourself when you're with them. Do you want to know how to tell? Yeah. If you're with one? Okay, it's like this. He's amazing. You're not. And you want to have his baby. That's it. Okay, so I meet this new guy. Crazy hot, totally in shape. PhD, saving the world. He's like, great dancer, gluten-free gourmet cook. Totally turns me on. This is like the highest quality, most aligned man I have ever dated. After our first kiss, which is exquisite, he says to me, can you believe we're doing something that could lead to making a baby? What do you say to that as a woman on a third day? Like, I mean, and then he starts quoting all of these studies on like how to make marriage last, and just like saying the kinds of things that start to make me think, God, this guy is thinking about marrying me. The first night that I walk into his house and I see his bedroom, he's got a panoramic view overlooking the bay and his hot tub, and there's an iron candle holder mounted above his bed. Something in me whispers, shit, this is his lair. I mean, this guy, he could have any woman he wants. None of them has been quite good enough. None of them has been quite right. It's fishy. And I hear myself say, babe, are you like one of those guys who just like meets women, sweeps them off their feet so they fall totally in love with you? And it's like, not it. And he looks at me and says, maybe. How did you know? And in that moment, I realize I'm the exception! I'm the one! I'm the one! Oh my God! I mean, he's being honest, I'm being honest. Super into me. I'm super into him. I mean, it would almost be invalidating of my self-worth to believe, oh, I can't have a man as amazing as this. I can't have that. I'm not gonna, oh my God, like, this guy is worth opening my heart for. I am ready. Yes, yes, I'm taking the risk. 3 months in, he takes my hand. He looks me straight in the eye. He says, Alicia, No partner has ever been more present with me than you. You have every quality I desire in a woman. I think we should break up. But he gave me a new toothbrush! And then he met his fiance. Right after that, I seem to have this weird superpower. Every man I meet seems to meet the love of his life right after me. Look, there's penultimate woman. Quick, make all your really big mistakes on her before you meet the one. It's great, great. Honestly, I can't complain, though I can't. Past few years, I would say my dating life has kind of blossomed. I mean, maybe because I have. It's like hotter, more successful, more present men are dumping me than ever. I'm on fire.